The last time a major earthquake hit along the San Andreas Fault was in 1989. The Loma Prieta earthquake measured 6.9 on the Richter scale. More than 60 people were killed. Back in 1906, a 7.8 quake struck near San Francisco. At least 3,000 people died. But those were quakes centered in one area. What if the whole fault ruptured at once? In 2014, the government came out with a study indicating that that's possible, although not likely. And now the real estate analytics firm CoreLogic has come out with an analysis of what the destruction might look like. Mayclare Bolton is a seismologist and senior product manager at CoreLogic. She joins us by Skype from Oakland. Mayclare, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
And what exactly did you find about how much damage would be caused if the San Andreas Fault were to all go off at once?
When we take a look at a really big earthquake on the San Andreas Fault, which ruptures almost the entire length of the fault from Northern California up about 100 miles from the Oregon border down to near the Mexico border, we see, looking at residential damage only, that a very large earthquake, about magnitude 8.3, damages about 3.5 million homes, and that equates to a reconstruction cost value of nearly $290 billion.
Wow, so a very big number, and this is something people have been talking about at least since 2014. I wonder why nobody ever thought this might happen up until that point.
You know, it's interesting. It's really the new science that's come out of the Uniform California Earthquake Rupture Forecast that looks at this probability of multiple segments of a fault or multiple faults close enough to each other within 1 to 5 kilometers of each other being able to rupture all in one big earthquake. So it's something we've never thought to be possible before, but it is something that we have seen around the world, that there have been earthquakes that have ruptured on multiple faults or multiple segments of faults, really showing that when an earthquake happens, the fault segments are a lot more interconnected at depth than they appear on the surface.
But how likely is it?
Not very likely. I mean, that is the good news, that a very large earthquake impacting both Northern and Southern California at the same time is very rare. So not highly probable. But we've seen around the world in recent years that there have been some very large earthquakes that were far beyond what anybody thought could happen, like the big magnitude 9 earthquake that struck Japan in 2011. It was always thought by science that that couldn't happen. So keeping in mind that these really rare events, while they are rare, are possible, is important.
Did you get any sense as you looked through this data about which part of California would be hit the hardest, or would it be kind of evenly distributed damage?
The greatest damage is going to be closest to the fault rupture. And when we looked at residential damage, it was where there were the most homes. So closer to the fault, where there were more properties to be damaged.
Does that mean Southern California or Northern California gets hit harder?
Because there are more properties in Southern California, the damage in Southern California is greater than Northern California.
Is California prepared? I mean, when you say there is going to be $290 billion worth of damage if something like this were to happen, it doesn't sound like they're prepared.
I think what this study has done is it's kind of made different communities, whether it be the scientific community, the emergency management community, the insurance community, really reevaluate their strategies for managing a risk like this, because we've always thought that Northern and Southern California were independent when it came to a large earthquake happening and that we could either pull resources from another region for an event. But now that something like this is feasible, it does raise the question of, do we need to reevaluate how we manage earthquake risk here in California? But keeping in mind that these are very rare events, and the more likely event would be something that is not this extreme.
For our listeners in California who are hearing you talk about this terrible scenario, what can they do? Is there anything that they can do with this information on an individual basis to protect themselves?
Yeah, there's definitely a few things that people can do. I think the number one thing that anyone can do to prepare for an earthquake is believe it will happen. And whereas this very big, bad earthquake may not happen for thousands and thousands of years, Other earthquakes that are smaller yet still large and very damaging are far more likely. So take this new report and use it as inspiration to get prepared, whether that be to get earthquake insurance or to have an emergency kit or just an emergency plan, or know to drop cover and hold on to stay safe during an earthquake.
As you have mentioned, this is kind of an unlikely scenario, thank goodness. But are there risks that you guys are looking into that we're not even thinking about yet?
I think one of the key things with earthquake planning is to think outside of the box. So primarily, many of the things that we focus on are looking at the earthquakes that we know are more frequent. But taking in mind when new research like this comes out that there are big, bad earthquakes that can happen. So I think this is probably one of the best examples of looking at something that you may not be thinking about.
That's Mayclare Bolton, who is a seismologist and senior product manager at CoreLogic, joining us from Oakland, California. Mayclare, I hope your research never has to be used, but thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.